It is Sunday, April 20th, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
I think it's finally spring.
I think you're right. I think we can, you know, tie winter up with a bow and
send get it. Rid of it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day, and we're going to talk about a beautiful play. How is that for a segue?
Very well done.
As You Like It is on stage at the University Theater this weekend and
part of what is kind of like Shakespeare Month in
yeah.
Northwest Arkansas.
Hamlet,
and then the Royal Shakespeare, the improv group that's
mm-hmm.
coming to Walton Arts 10 Center.
10 by 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds fascinating. But here's a spin on As You Like It that I've never heard spun before. Morgan
spin
Hicks
it.
Is directing it, and she says Rosalind, who is basically the lead, mm-hmm. is Shakespeare's feminist Hamlet.
Okay.
Never thought about that.
I haven't either.
Like the show, if you don't remember the plot, As You Like It is a comedy about people who have been banished to the Forest of Arden for all sorts of reasons. Rosalind's banished by her uncle, and I don't remember exactly why. She annoyed him somehow. But the forest, as Shakespeare always used it, is this magical place. Morgan described it as a gypsy artist wonderland. And Rosalind goes in disguised as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately runs into the great love of her life, of course.
That's how things happen in
the
magical forest.
In the magical forest. A lot of mistaken identities, a lot of confusion. And interestingly enough, it is the biggest female role in all of Shakespeare's work.
Now, that does not surprise me.
So it should be a lot of fun. Might be a nice afternoon. 2 o'clock today, and again, April 23rd through 27th at University Theater. Tickets are $16 for adults.
Last production on the university campus, I think, until
summer. Also today is the Earth Day celebration in Northwest Arkansas, the 10th annual at the World Peace Wetland Prairie in South Fayetteville from 1 to 5. Music, games, face painting, and more. Hamlet, of course, continues at Theater Square. That's at 2 and 7 today and continues next weekend. Tickets are $24 for adults. Speaking of crazy actors, Mark Landon Smith is going to do a little monologue tonight at the All You Need to Know show.
Which is at Maxine's.
Erica Wilhite's Craziness. There's going to be the musical comedy of Sam Letchworth, songs from Ghoul Goes West.
Okay.
What is that?
I don't know,
okay,
but I love it. Mountain Shore and Hot Milk.
I have yet to make it one of these.
And they're pretty interesting.
They
really
sound
like
so much fun. And sometimes I just want to sit around and name bands because Ghoul Goes West is awesome. 7 o'clock at Maxine's. It's free to get in, and how much you spend otherwise is up to you.
And that's Maxine's Tap Room in downtown Fayetteville.
And coming up tomorrow, something that I was asked to particularly mention because you can get involved in it. It's a participative painting event. Mm-hmm. Teresa Alber, who is an American-born artist working in the United Kingdom, and she's visiting Bottle Rocket as part of a group of U.S. projects. Her plan tomorrow is to do a 24-hour immersive painting called This One's for You, and anybody who wants to participate can. This happens at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And then going till 10 Tuesday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
And what will they be painting on? Do we know?
I assume a wall because it is a mural. So one assumes they are painting on a wall.
Maybe in the breezeway?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We should go find out.
We should.
We should go add a little paint to it.
Very
Anybody's
good.
Welcome.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.